Validas Tour and Library Qualification Podcast with your host, Oskar Slotosz.
So hello, my name is Oskar Slotosz and I'm your expert in tool qualification and avoidance of tool qualification.
And I'm Ivana Kuricic, your friendly representative of the audience. In a previous episode, we already teased this, the 30th episode's topic, the process modeling tool. So in our previous episode, we talked a lot about safety compliance, what it means, and how to have it reliably included in our projects. But what does that have to do with the process modeling tool, and how can this knowledge help us understand today's topic, Oskar?
I think there were two motivations for building this process modeling tool. First was we wanted to have those compliance argumentations. And for the tools, we wanted to have a compliance argumentation for ISO 26211 and IEC 7.4.4 and other compliance argumentations. And we had them, but we had them manually written. And then the next step was we go to library qualification. Then we need to completely redo this. And then we didn't want to do this all manually. So this was one motivation to have something reusable to come to compliance argumentations. And the other was a research project, which we did with Theo Clausthal, Professor Rausch. It was called Topwater. And this was about process modeling and tool modeling and integration models and so those things. And we had time and resources to build something. And then we said, okay, let's do a process modeling tool because Theo Clausthal, they are process modeling experts. And so we built together up this model for processes and we just added the requirements and the compliance fields. And then we had a nice prototype. Well, the process modeling tool is somehow the source where we describe the process in and where we derive all our processes and the VNV and compliance argumentation. So this is the source of our technology. So sometimes we also call it process modeling technology instead of process modeling tool. But well, the main part, of course, is a tool, but the processes and method around matter.
So the process modeling tool can generate compliance reports and safety plans for qualification?
Yes. And that's the interesting thing. A compliance argumentation is always, they are all in the same way. So we have some compliance goals, which is the main requirement to satisfy or the main requirements to satisfy. Maybe ISO part 6 and part 8, for example, is a requirements goal. And then you have a process description, how you develop the things. Is it a tool qualification kit or is it a software verification or is it library qualification? So there is a process for doing this. And of course, there are then for all requirements within these within the goals. So 8.11 has maybe 50 sub-requirements and those are listed all in the requirements elements and we need to argue compliance with each of them. So that's the structure of a compliance report. So you have goals, you have a process, and you have some arguments that are explaining how to why we are compliant with it, and also how to check it. Because there's something nice to say, yes, we could do this and this, and by this we would be compliant, but of course this needs to be done. And we do the things by performing verification and validation, V&V. And those V&V gets checklists that will be executed.
So in short, it makes your work a lot easier because it gives you a reliable list of things to do to make sure you are compliant.
Yes. And also using a model-based tool gives you many benefits. So it ensures that you don't forget something, and, that there are consistent things. And of course, if you have a wrong argument for it, then you will have a wrong compliance argumentation. But it doesn't happen that you say, oh, I've forgotten this to argue, or I didn't think out of it, or whatever. So, and this is really forcing you to go through every requirement, not just reading over it and saying, yes, we think we are compliant. No, for every single requirement, you have to enter some link to a process element and some arguments and some links to verification validation criteria.
And create a detailed structure that you don't have to worry about, but it's there, it's reliable, and you can use it for your qualification project.
And there are also some requirements about processes. So processes should be consistent. So you couldn't say, well, here we do this and here we do this, and it doesn't fit together. And that's also something the process modeling tool can help you with. So, for example, if you have a process that uses a specification and produces a test, so then you have an input, a specification, and an output, a test. Well, and if you have then a sub-process that uses a specification and uses a test automation unit in the sub-process, so then the question is, of course, where does this test automation unit comes from? So if the containing the overall process only gets a specification, and in the sub-process you have a test automation unit, so where does it come from? There are only two ways. Either it comes from another sub-process, let's say we are creating a test automation unit, or it comes from an existing framework or whatever. But then this also should be an input to the containing process. And those are some consistencies that can easily be detected, or inconsistencies that can be detected if a sub-process is using something that the super-process does not provide or does not have. So where shall it come from? And those things, there are a lot of things and simple rules that they can validate the process, and this really helps.
Are there any requirements, any formal requirements, if you want to use this tool as a part of your qualification, in the sense of standards and recommendations?
Well, there are some. In ISO 26.2 describes your requirements on the safety management in general. There are requirements that the processes should be consistent, that the processes should be documented and manageable and those things. But this does not really require to use models. But with the models, it's much easier to show and to argue that your processes are consistent, and it's easier to find inconsistencies, those things.
And what kind of elements can you model using this modeling tool? Can you go deep into detail, or is this mostly a top-down tool where you have to dig into the details yourself?
No, that's really something that we can talk about. And a process is something very simple. So a process consists of three main elements. So a process consists of persons, or in general described as roles. So let's say the safety manager, the tester, the implementer, those are roles. And the second thing is artifacts, so things within the process, a specification, a test case, a Qkit, a report, whatever. Those are artifacts. And the third thing are steps or tasks. So you create something, you validate something, you submit something, you document something. Those are typical tasks. These are the three elements that are used to describe a process. Well, of course, we can have some more, let's say, specific things. So, for example, we do also have verification tasks, which have some sub-elements, which we call the criteria or the checklists or the checks. So these are specific tasks. So we have general tasks, which we call process modules, and we have verification modules, which are used for verification. So that's a small refinement in the things. But in principle, we have the three things, roles, tasks, and artifacts.
So this is something that you use in Validus on a daily basis for your projects now?
Yes. So all our projects are based within or following the process that we model with a process modeling tool. Maybe not the invoicing process or some IT tasks, well, something like that. But all our safety relevant projects, so building Qkits, making classification, library qualifications, all those things are following processes that we define with a process modeling tool.
And this is also how you end up generating all your documentation.
Yes, of course. As you know, we have the toolchain analyzer, the TCA tool, which can create classification reports, qualification reports, safety manual. Those are the concrete things. But I would say those consists of the safety cases, so really provide the evidence that the tool was qualified correctly. But the safety planning documents, so the process description, the compliance report, those are generated from the PMT. So we have two tools. One is the PMT tool, which is responsible for the safety plan, and we have the TCA tool, which is responsible for the safety case.
So I guess I would not be wrong if I said that the process modeling tool you use can be adapted to basically any sort of project. How much can you tailor it to your project? Is everything still a work in progress, or is it already usable on practically anything you get?
The process modeling tool, of course, is generic, and you can describe, for example, a process for library qualification and a process for tool qualification and a process for software development and qualification. But then you have three models, and many things are similar. For example, we do create test specifications and test implementations, and we make a risk analysis. And those are, let's say, shared processes that we want to have in all the three processes. And therefore, we have decided to have only one single source process model for Validus processes. And then, of course, when we want to make a tool qualification kit, then we need to tailor the project or the model in a way that only the tool qualification kit activities and requirements will be in the tool qualification compliance report and so on. So we need to somehow comment out or deactivate, as we call them, the other processes. And that's called tailoring, and can be done with simple Boolean formulas. So we can still say the variable is true or false and generate the documents out of it.
Because you said that this started as a research project, is Validus currently working on any other research projects, or are you switching more to an internal type of research?
Well, we think it's good to have some research projects. So, and therefore, we are also starting right now a new research project and having another small one. So we think it's good to have some research projects going on in order to, have contacts to university, improve our technologies, and to work on bleeding edge things. So when we invest in something, let's say a new feature to PMT, we know like the ticket generator. So we can say, okay, it's a week of effort and it will pay out easily. And this is a simple decision to invest, and we can make it and we can do it. And that's no research necessary. But if we do something like a safety case for Linux or a safety case for machine learning or safety plan for machine learning algorithms. So this is really something risky that we at Validus wouldn't do without some, let's say, funding. And if we have something like that, then we can also share it with others. So this would be a very big benefit for German industry if we as a German company can provide those safety plans and cases for machine learning algorithms to show that they are safe, which currently nobody can do. And we think with our process modeling tool, we can do very detailed and very precise argumentations, which enable us to go to higher risk safety systems and argumentations, because we have a very thorough way of doing it, and then we can do things other can't do with it. This can be a safety plan for Linux or a safety plan for machine learning algorithms. Nevertheless, there are some risks of doing this and some risks of showing it, and therefore research projects are a good way to move this forward.
So I have to ask you right away, when did you start developing this tool? How long has it been since you started working on it up until the point where it became an everyday tool for your projects?
So the research project was 2 years and ended 1 year ago. So in total, we have been working 2 years. And well, now last year, we haven't really done much on the process modeling tool, a bit of improvements, of course. But in principle, I would say 2 years of preparation, 2 years of research are in it. Of course, we had some early ideas, maybe 5 years ago, we said, well, this would be cool to have, but we've never had the chance to develop it. And within the research project Topwater, we could do this, and we had time and resources there, and that's where we did it. By the way, since it was a research project, we put the tool as freely available to our website, so everyone can use it. So it was a publicly funded project, and people can use it from our page. So of course not the validators process and models, but at least the process modeling tool. And we have customers doing this and modeling their own process with PMT.
What kind of difference do you have in the process modeling tool that you use and the one that is freely available as a result of this research project?
There's no difference. So we don't update the PMT tool on the web page every week. So it might be a half year outdated, but in principle, there's no difference. So we have all the generators for compliance report and process report included there. And we provide it to, well, customers and other people who like to use it. There is even a lengthy user manual, and there are some videos how to use it in our YouTube channel and our webpage. So there is some material to really be able to use it.
That's wonderful. And we will definitely include the link in the description of this episode. And I want to ask you, if you say that you just don't update it as regularly, what are you working on right now? Are you still upgrading it somehow?
Yes, yeah, so that's a nice thing we observed, and within, let's say, the last year, we established our processes, and that's the most recent feature of PMT. We said, hey, we always use a track system. Every project gets a new track system where we track issues and we describe a bit the process, and we enter tasks, and those tasks, we have typically tasks like create the structure model, create the tests, create TCA, test the Qkit. So there are dozens of tasks that are a standard task within these ticket systems. And at the end, when the qualification kit is finished, all the tasks have to be finished and they have to be closed and they have to be documented that they have been performed. But this was not related to our PMT tool. And the idea that we had and what we implemented now is that we are creating the tasks for the ticket directly from the PMT tool. So this gives us a bridge from the process model to the practice. And then if we generate, let's say, 30 tasks into the tracker, then the project manager has to work on them. Otherwise, he can close and he can finish. And this is a really big step forward, because we now have not only the end of the project fixed by doing V&V, we have also the start of the project fixed by having the initial list of tasks. And well, that's a cool thing, because you now can really work with a PMT tool. It makes sense to enter a process description, because these will be found in the tasks that the people will do. And if the task is just create a TCA model, use TCA, that's not so helpful. So then we can, it makes more sense to describe and say, okay, download the TCA from this and this page, and use the user manual, and do this and this, and then create the model in those three steps and whatever. So this is really the benefit of having a precise and a good tool process description, because then you will have good tickets and projects will work smoother.
Validas. Safety for your tools and libraries. Contact us at www.validas.de and ask for a free strategy talk.
The graphical form of the process is to make the process understandable and to make it readable and also to validate it. So if you say, well, this is a very ugly image, then it's an ugly process. So it should be somehow comprehensible that people understand the process. And that's where graphical helps. And the same for compliance. If you have a compliance argument that doesn't fit on a single page, then it's not a good one. So this is also a form of validation when we see the process. And the PMT tool does an automated graphical layout of what you enter. So if you enter two complex things, then your graphic will be very bad and invisible. So that's not so good. So I think graphical validation you see the process immediately and say, well, that's a bit strange, and why is this going here and there? And then you, oh, I missed this in this input, or I didn't assign the role here correctly, and then it makes a much better understanding. So you when you design and develop the process, you really want to make it nice and transparent that people can see it. And when you develop a process with PowerPoint and it is getting too complex, you just make it smaller font sizes or something like that. But within PMT, you cannot make smaller font sizes. You have to modularize your process and create submodules, which is a bit of a work, but then you have a nice process, and that's a really high value.
And that makes it easier for a human to check this without having to go through all the documentation.
Yes, also a customer asks us, can you design us a process for two qualification, a generic one? So not the specific Validus ones, a generic one. Well, and I use PMT to describe some processes and draw some nice images. And they say, okay, now we understand it. They just see the image and you'll see how this is working. And there is a graphical notation for process, BPN. Business Process Modeling Language. And we use something very similar, which because we think this is a good notation, and so we use something similar for our process visualization. And the same for the compliance argumentation. There is something which is called Goal Structured Notation, which is has been developed to structure safety goals. And so it's like a tree. So you have one main argument and you have sub-arguments supporting this. And this is called the Goal Structured Notation. And we can visualize our compliance argumentation for every single requirement using a Goal Structured Notation tree. And that's also something helpful. People see it. Of course, in the end, the report's getting bigger with those images. But that's like a dictionary. You don't read it like a book, so you just look it up, and if you find on the right page a good explanation and a nice image, then you're happy.
But definitely having a system of tickets automatically created from the PMT makes your life much easier and makes the work much more consistent. But I'm also wondering, has this tool been helpful also in your interaction with Validus's customers, or is this more of an internally helpful piece of software?
Of course, we show it customers, and I think there are two benefits. One is they said, okay, Validus is working thoroughly and they have a good basis and those things, and it creates a trust if you have really transparent processes and well-defined processes. So that's a good thing. But I think even better is the results. So recently we had a customer, and he was building QKits with us, and at the end they had an internal assessment. And with the internal assessment, the assessors went through their checklist derived from ISO 262 and checked whether the tool was qualified correctly. Well, and guess what happens? So we did have a process that is ISO compliant, and they checked it, and then they were so surprised to having found nothing. So maybe here a reference or some typos or minimal things, but they were so surprised to having not found nothing, and they ask us, how did you do this? So well, I didn't know. And so the big benefits of PMT tool is really creating confidence and into new customers, but also providing and delivering high quality.
So in practice, how does this process modeling tool actually help you convince people that your method of modeling for qualification is the right one?
Well, that is a good point. So sometimes, and the safety experts, they need to ensure that things are safety compliant. And for example, if you do a qualification of a library, you have to ensure that the library has been developed according to a good process and an international process and something like that. And how do you do this? It's open source. So, and well, exactly this point was something that we have been asked from a potential customer, said, well, we can give you our library and you create a library qualification kit for us, but we want to know how are you compliant with exactly this requirement. And then I said, well, we do this and we have a checklist here. And he said, well, can you say it more precisely? And well, then I gave him the exact answer and the part of our compliance report and was written here. And he was reading it and said, okay, that's a good answer. And a week later, we had the contract for the project. So that's how can help to have a good compliance argumentation.
Yeah, you can provide everything from the graphical process description to the full documentation.
Yes, that's a good basis for working on. And of course, not all people at Validus need to know the compliance argumentation by heart. But if the customer asks, they can look to it or say, Oscar, why is this and this? And they say, well, it's written there. Also, sometimes customer asks, why didn't you tell us? Well, we say, well, there is a compliance argumentation in your qualification kit. And you just need to look it up. Another goal of PMT to make safety more safe. Making safety more safe is our well, part of our motivation, and we think that the models can help here a lot to make safety more safe. And I had talks when I give presentations and say, well, let's make safety more safe. And that's a good, interesting thing. And I once said that for us an assessment is a pleasure, because we don't need to fear for having big threats or whatever, and the safety assessors asking bad questions or whatever. So of course assessors ask questions, but sometimes they require more than the standard says. And I say, well, can you please point me to the requirement which we need to satisfy according to you? And if there's nothing to point to, then assessors will be happy or will stop asking. And if they point to a requirement, then I can point them to our answer. So I said, well, for us, assessments are a pleasure. And this is something where people are surprised. And they, well, but at the end, we got customer feedback and say, well, it was a pleasure to being assessed from internal assessments with your documents and things like that. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. And to summarize, we have heard about the process modeling tool describing processes and being able to tailor processes and generate the documents and the VNV reports, as well as a new feature to generate track tickets or other tickets for working on. So thank you for listening. And before wishing you a nice day, we'd like to announce the next episode 31, which will be an episode with two guests. So Jakob Riedle from our 4C++, you might already know. And we'll have Philip Robel from Mapless AI, a company UMS. And the topic will be safety of C++ exceptions. And how this is related to Mapless AI, you will hear in the next episode. So looking forward to bring this to you soon. Bye-bye.
And if there are any other topics in tool and library qualification that spark your interest, let us know. We would love to discuss them with you. Our email address is, as always, podcast@validus.de.
That's it for today. Thank you for listening. And don't worry about qualification. Be happy with Validus.